I'm Betty Alsey. I'm the chair of the Department of English and Modern Languages and the director of the Rude Mechanicals Medieval and Renaissance Players.
And you have a special project coming up.
I have translated 5 of the 6 plays written by a 10th century German. And usually to simplify things, I say nun, but she was actually what's called a canoness. So Hrothvita lived in the 10th century in Saxony, in Germany. So all of her plays have very strong female characters. So again, you know, we're talking about the 10th century, but, you know, these characters are very, very strong. And in the play, The Conversion of Thais, the main character is a prostitute who is Christian, but, you know, has been, you know, being a prostitute for a number of years, is very wealthy, has, you know, all of these men after her. And a hermit comes to, and he, you know, he thinks he's, you know, he's so horrified by her, and he's going to, you know, take this arduous task of converting her. But as soon as he, you know, mentions Christ, she immediately converts, gives up all her wealth, goes to a convent where she becomes what's called an anchorite. So she's walled up in this little tiny cell outside of a church, and does penance for 2 years. And at the end of those 2 years, she comes out. She's very weak. But then the monk, the hermit, Paphnutius, describes her soul ascending to heaven.
I'm Georgianne Toole. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Education.
And you have a piece that you wrote that the Rude Mechanicals are going to utilize. So give us the background on that piece.
Sure. The piece was originally written in, I think, 2014 at the request of the women's chorus at Shenandoah in Winchester, Shenandoah Conservatory. They were doing a concert with their women's choir, and they wanted pieces that were all had texts by women. So they contacted me and asked if I would contribute a piece to that concert. We're so fortunate to have Betty Alsey, who's you know, a master of anything having to do with language. So I went to her and told her what I was looking for, and she said, you know, I have this translation of a Hrothvita play that has a wonderful little poem at the end that might interest you. So she sent that my way, and it is called White Bird, and basically it talks about how the heroine of the play is about to die, and she will ascend into heaven like a white bird, and it's really beautiful. So that's how the whole thing got started. In the fall, Betty came in and she said, you know, we're going to actually do that play, and I wonder if it might be possible to get a recording of the piece you wrote on that text to play at that point in the play, which is right at the end. So we, of course, our preference was to use Shepherd students for that as much as possible. We had some doubts because the Shepherd music students are so busy. They don't have a minute in their day, but they're also really dedicated musicians. So when we proposed that to Rachel Carlson, director of choral activities, she said, you know, I think there's probably some folks who would like to get together and do that. As a composer, it was especially an exciting opportunity because it meant I got to revisit that piece, having heard it once, having talked to a choral director who'd already worked with it, with her singers, and then be able to say, okay, well, let me tweak a little bit here, you know, take a little out here, add a little bit here. And also keeping in mind that it was now being used not in an abstract way like in a concert, but to enhance the play itself. So I tried to keep that story maybe a little more in mind. That being said, I should probably say that it's not an attempt to reproduce the music of the time of the play. It's very much a contemporary piece. The image throughout it is that of a bird. It's also not an attempt to imitate birdsong in any way, but it does attempt to have that sort of floating and transparency that you might think of when you think of flight.